this evening at the lotus feet of our eternal shelter, our divine spiritual master and the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa Paribhajakacharya, Ashtatara Shatasri Srimad, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We will be installing his deity form this evening here in this house, thus completing a very beautiful altar with so many wonderful forms of the Lord, Radha Krishna, Jagannath, Subhadra Baladev, Lakshmi Nrisimhadev, Gornitai, Guru Parampara. So it is only fitting that Srila Prabhupada sit regularly and graciously at their lotus feet, because it is Srila Prabhupada who has spread their glories to every town and village of the world. Actually, by the efforts of Srila Prabhupada, Lord Krishna's name has become a household word. Prabhupada noted this even during his presence amongst us. He said that this Krishna conscious movement has spread to every corner of the earth, and therefore now Hare Krishna has become a household word. That's a way of saying that to a greater or lesser degree, everyone is knowing Hare Krishna. They may know favorably, they may know unfavorably, that's all right. Because there's divine and demoniac. And the divine, when they hear the holy name of Krishna, they become pleased. But when the demoniac hears the holy name of Krishna, it is a great threat to their philosophy that eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. But anyway, one hears the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he will become benefited. Even if one just chants one syllable of the holy name, he just chants Hara or Haram. The Hara is in there, Hare, the vocative, Hare. So there's some benefit. The holy name is absolute. For example, when a Muslim is in difficulty, Prabhupada gives the analogy when he's attacked by a boar, because in the old days people were living in villages, so the example is taken from the accounts of our acharyas, that if a Muslim is attacked, he will say, "How horrible, how horrible! Haram, haram! Let him be killed by the boar." Because he's chanting part of the name of God, Hare, Hare, Haram, it is there. So Prabhupada said he's getting some great spiritual advancement. We were reading one verse this morning in our Srimad Bhagavatam class at Premji's house, that those who are entangled in the complicated mesh of repeated birth and death can get freedom from this situation by even unconscious chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So how everyone hears the Maha Mantra or chants the Maha Mantra, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most munificent of all Krishna's incarnations. Actually, he is Krishna himself. And so much benefit is there. I remember we used to discuss this fact when we would drive from Paris, France, to Marseille, the southern part of France. In the southern part of France, they have one famous candy company, a manufacturing of candies. It is called Haribo. H-A-R-I-B-O-L. Haribo. So people would go by and they would read Haribo. So what does Haribo mean? It means chant the name of God. Bol is the Bengali, to sing or to chant. Bol. Radha Krishna bol, bol, bol ore so bai. Chant, chant the name of Radha Krishna. So Hari, what does Hari mean? Hari means He who takes away all inauspiciousness, that is the meaning of Hari, one name of God. One who takes away all that is inauspicious within the heart of the aspiring devotee. So if you call out Hari Bol, Krishna will hear. Even unconscious chanting, he takes it. Just like child is chanting, or singing, or crying, mother comes. It may be serious, it may not be serious. Mother will come out of love and affection. Child is sometimes, Mama, Mama, she's running. But even child is just in crib to get some attention. Mama, Mama, Mama. Everyone else is ignoring, but mother, out of intimate connection and love for the child, she's coming, yes, what is all, what is wrong? Oh, you poor little thing. Little attention is given. This is the reciprocation between mother and child. So even we call out, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So Krishna is hearing. Best if we call out with devotion. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So this chanting of Krishna's name, which is the original name of Godhead. There's so many names. Some of them are described as secondary names. Like in the Christian church, we have God the Creator. And then God has his various functions within the material world. Shirodakshai Vishnu, Karnadakshai Vishnu. These are names of God. They're absolute, but they're secondary names. Primary names are names of Krishna indicating his personal pastimes in his transcendental abode of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Yashoda Nandana, Gokula Nandana, Gopi Jana Balaba, Krishna, the all-attractive personality. These names have the potency to take us to... So, Prabhupada, being a representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to this world to give us something very precious, Krishna Prem. Namo Mahabharanaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Guru Tvisena Maha. Rupa Goswami remarks, you are the most munificent incarnation. Because you have come and you have delivered what no other incarnation has ever given. That is love of God. Generally, the incarnations of God, they come for three primary reasons. Paritranaya sadhana, vinasaya to duskritam, and dharma samsta punataya. Two, deliver the devotees, annihilate the demons, and reestablish the principles of religion. And those incarnations are as numerous as the waves of the ocean. Who can count the waves of the ocean? We know some of the principal incarnations, but actually they're unlimited. Ete chamsa kalopumsha krishnashtu bhagavan swayam indriya vyakalam lokam vidayunte yuge yuge. They come whenever there is a disturbance created by the enemies of Indra. Unlimited as the waves of the ocean. And they're coming and performing either one or two or a combination of these three missions in the world. But do we ever hear of the various incarnations giving Krishna Prem? Of course, they may be with their intimate devotees who come from the spiritual world. But their mission is not to actually give Krishna Prema. It's to deliver devotees from the dangerous padam padam yadvi padam natesham, nature of this world where there's danger at every step, to kill the rascal miscreants who harass the devotees, and to reestablish principles of religion. But we don't hear how Matsya gave Krishna Prema, how Kurma gave love of God, Parasurama, his business was chop, 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 chop. Killing the Kshatriya, the disobedient Kshatriya race, 27 times. So we don't hear of the various incarnations distributing primarily this, but this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's primary mission. He has come specifically to give Krishna Prema. And what kind of Krishna Prema is he giving? There are different stages of love of God. There are different types of love of God. There's Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means that place where there's no anxiety, the spiritual world. There's unlimited Vaikuntha planets, where the Lord is served in great awe and veneration, Aishwarya and opulence. But above Vaikuntha is a very special abode called Goloka. And there we find the lawless love of the gopis. The gopis don't even know that Krishna is God. Because if they knew that with Krishna was God, it would disturb their intimate loving feelings for him. Because if you're a great person, you're on reverence. So Purnamasi, Yogamaya, she covers everyone with her spiritual potency. And they forget Krishna is God, so they can engage in seeing him. Oh, he's my friend, Krishna. I can wrestle with him. Or he's my child. Or he's my beloved. Like that. So that type of love, the love of the gopis particularly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give to who? Patita Pavana Gora Hari. He's the deliverer of the most fallen. He's the most merciful because he gives his mercy to the most fallen. When you give your mercy to the most fallen, then your mercy is really recognized. If you're giving welfare to rich people, who's going to notice? You go out and you distribute wealth to the rich. You think anyone will notice? If we go to some wealthy man's house, here, take this donation of $100. You think the newspapers will report it? But you go out and you do some food for life program in the outlying areas, people will take notice. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave his mercy to the fallen, to the lowest, to glorify the transcendental chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Then people really appreciate the holy name. How it can elevate even Jagai and Madhai. They can also be delivered. Very difficult to find someone lower than Jagai and Madhai. So this can give anyone faith that by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, we can perfect our lives. Kalir dosha nidhe rajan asti yeka mahaguna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha parambaja. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to deliver this to the people of Kali Yuga, but he only preached in the Indian subcontinent. That's as far as his teachings went. And also one time a disciple asked Prabhupada, but he's God? He can do anything? Is there anything God cannot do? Why didn't God spread the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, the means by which we become Krishna conscious, the means by which we come to the stage of Krishna prema? Why didn't he spread it all over the world? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, certainly he could. So Prabhupada was walking with his disciples and then he stopped momentarily and he put his cane into the sand and he turned his head and looked up in the sky. He said, why didn't Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take this Krishna conscious movement all over the world? Because he wanted me to do it. Yes. Krishna likes to give the credit to his devotee, just like the devotee likes to give the credit to Krishna. There's a type of transcendental competition going on like this. Who can please each other the most on the level of pure devotional service? The devotee naturally takes so much pleasure in glorifying his beloved Lord. Mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakritimashrita. Always engaged in chanting the glories of the Lord. If you like someone, if you have some affection, if you love someone, then you want to speak about them constantly. But this is a perverted reflection of the original adirasa, or original love for God. And the devotee always has the name or the glories of Krishna on his tongue. His lips are always broadcasting the glories of his beloved Lord. But Krishna, he also likes to glorify his devotee. It's reciprocal. Isn't love reciprocal? Is love a one-way street? No. Love is reciprocal. I express my affection for you, you express your affection for me. I express my affection for you, you express. Love is a two-way street. So Krishna likes to glorify his pure devotee, particularly he likes to glorify his preacher devotee. Because if his preacher devotee becomes famous, what will happen? The whole world will follow him. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, whatever a great man does, the common man will follow in his footsteps. And whatever exemplary acts he performs, the whole world will pursue. So now the whole world is full of rogues in royal dress. It's described in Bhagavatam. the rogues, the low class, they will put on the royal dress of kings and queens and ministers and presidents and premiers. And they will rule the world. This is Kali Yuga. The Sudras will rule without any qualification of leadership. They will rule the world. So these fallen people, they are the heroes of Kali Yuga. Who are the heroes of Kali Yuga? The entertainers, they entertain, rock and roll music. I love your body, I love it, I love your body, you love my body. And people pay millions of dollars for these records and these tapes. These Michael Jacksons, even they're fallen, people still worship them. And movie stars, yes. You know, the last president of America, Ronald Reagan, there was a survey done why he was elected as president of America. And the primary reason they found out, the main reason he was elected, is because people remember him as an actor in the movies. He was a movie actor, not even a very good one. I saw him. He forgot his lines. He had to look at the paper. But because, you know, he was a bit charismatic, good-looking when he was young and in the movies, he was elected as the president of America. Another American president, I forget his name, Carter. He was a peanut farmer. But people thought, good, simple American man, peanut farmer, let's elect him to the... So without any qualifications, and because they're trained only in sense gratification, their only desire is sense gratification, they promise the people sense gratification, the whole world goes to hell. Whatever a great man does, the common man will follow his example. You see, so the world is in need of real leaders, like in Vedic time. Who were the heroes in the Vedic time? The Brahmanas. The Brahmanas had Tejas, Brahmana Tejas, Brahminical power. When there was some Agnihotra going on, an animal was sacrificed. It was not simply for the people wanted to eat the flesh. No, the animal was sacrificed, and from the sacrifice came out a beautiful human being, elevated. By the power of the Brahmana mantra, he would be transformed into a more elevated species, a human being, so he could become Krishna conscious. This is the power. Everyone loved them. The Brahmins were selfless. They were not selfish. They would give in charity to everyone. And people loved them because they were giving spiritual knowledge. But now the world is without leaders, without proper leadership. So the whole world is going to hell very quickly. So Krishna likes to establish his devotees in positions of leadership, like Maharaj Yudhishthira. The first opportunity Krishna had, the battle was over, Yudhishthira was emperor. So the whole world could follow his exalted example, the Pandavas. So Krishna likes to glorify his devotee. He likes to put his devotee into the limelight because people can follow him. So Prabhupada, he made Krishna famous all over the world. He was a very humble devotee. He was not like people coming from India. I, me, mine, look at me, I'm great yogi. Yes, I can do so many things. I can make ashes from the crematorium, yum, 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 come from my hands. I can produce gold watch from under my arm here, yes, in my pocket. I will be so tricky that you will think that I am doing it by some mystic power. But actually, it's just like P.C. Sagar. He is simply doing some magical tricks. And the watch, same watch has come, same ashes are coming. It's all jugglery act. So we know so much about them, but what is their teaching? Such as Sly Baba, Maharishi Bhogi, all these various groups. Prabhupada didn't actually mention names. He would just give the philosophy and defeat it. But anyway, we are in intimate company here, family members. What is their philosophy? There is no philosophy. There simply, it is idol worship. The people are worshipping the idol. The idol is taking the money and going. But the Hare Krishna movement, Krishna is famous all over the world, but very few people know who is Srila Prabhupada, you see. Because Prabhupada embodied the true quality of Krishna's devotee, which is what? Humility. If one actually realizes how great God is, he'll realize how small he is, not how great he is. That is the sign of spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement means to come closer to God. And when you see how great God is, simultaneously you realize how small you are. Just like if you come before a great mountain, you're awed. Oh, and you feel very tiny and insignificant, this great mountain. So when you come up against something very great, you feel very small and insignificant. So if you've truly realized God as He is, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. If you realize Him in His true greatness as the Supreme Ishvara, the cause of all causes, then simultaneously your realization will be, at the same time, how small and insignificant you are, how dependent you are upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how much you need His mercy. This is the sign of an advanced devotee. Hitopanishad says that learning is meant to make us gentle and humble. So a truly learned soul, understanding the greatness of God, he'll naturally be humble. He won't speak about his own glories. Comparison to God's glories, he'll always speak about God. Look how great God is. So this is the ornament which decorates the Vaishnava. Trinadapi sanichena torapi sahisnana amanina manadena kirtanayad sadahari. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said we should wear this verse like a garland around our mind when we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. So Prabhupada is the true saint, because he actually realized God, and therefore he was the most humble. He would hardly ever speak about himself. His disciples had to beg Srila Prabhupada to speak about different incidents in his life. Prabhupada said, there was never a time when I forgot the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. But he was not so much inclined to tell very much about himself. He just wanted to glorify Krishna. This was a unique quality about Srila Prabhupada, that whenever you were with Srila Prabhupada, he was always preaching. There was no prajapa, there was no light talk. It was always, he would preach, you know, to anyone and everyone. He didn't, you know, distinguish. Anyone was a fit candidate for hearing Krishna consciousness. And if you hear his tapes, his conversation tapes, they're just like a Bhagavatam class. He's always glorifying Krishna. It's always perfect, concise, elegant, transcendental knowledge. Because he had this true love. And to speak about himself, it was very difficult. Prabhupada, what was it like when you were young? He told a few things, you know, some incidences, but they were very few and far between. You know, he just wanted to use the time, every minute of the day, to glorify Krishna. So the first volume, it covers most of Srila Prabhupada's life, a lifetime in preparation. It's covering about 70 years of Prabhupada's life, but it's only a few pages like that. Because he wanted to simply glorify. So by Prabhupada's intense efforts and his intense devotion and love for Krishna, he spread the glories of Krishna consciousness all over the world. And Krishna consciousness became a household word. But now to make that preaching complete, we as his disciples and his grand disciples and in the future his grand disciples, we must make Srila Prabhupada prominent. We must make him famous. We must let the world know that he is the first and foremost devotee of Krishna to preach not only in the modern times but in the history of Vaishnavism. Because who took Krishna consciousness to every town and village of the world? It was Srila Prabhupada. And it was not very easy. He actually transplanted an entire spiritual culture in the Western world, in the Western culture. Through science, through technology, through art, through drama, through music, through cooking, through every aspect of life Srila Prabhupada covered in a very complete way, a transcendental way. So he's truly Krishna's ambassador. And if people actually are to take advantage of this wonderful culture which Srila Prabhupada has given, they must learn it from him. Krishna says, one who says he's my devotee is not my devotee, but one who says he's the devotee of my devotee, he's actually my devotee. Tadvidi paripatena pariprasana sevaya upadekshanti teginam ganinas tadvadarsha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service to him. The self-realized souls can give you knowledge because they have seen the truth. So Srila Prabhupada is the Shiksha Guru for the entire Kali Yuga. In order to understand these sublime teachings, people must hear from Srila Prabhupada. Want to understand what is Krishna? We have to hear from Srila Prabhupada's books. If we want to approach the deity, we have to understand how Prabhupada has taught us to do so. If we want to cook, we have to learn the recipes that Prabhupada has given us. If we want to chant, we have to chant under his direction. Anything that we do in Krishna consciousness, we know how to do it from Srila Prabhupada. Our spiritual master may be teaching us, but what our spiritual master knows, he has gained from one source, Srila Prabhupada. He is the Shiksha Guru of everyone. His position remains unique forever in this Krishna consciousness. He is the founder Acharya, the Shiksha Guru of everyone. So, in order to understand this wonderful process that has been given to us, we have to make Prabhupada famous. We have to make, that is our duty. As Prabhupada struggled to make Krishna famous, we have to make Prabhupada famous. And by making him famous, by making him the real hero, because he can rescue everyone, by making him the real hero, people will worship him and follow him. Then they can actually achieve Krishna consciousness and not otherwise. So we have a great responsibility as his successors. We've inherited his mercy. We cannot repay that debt, but we can try by making him famous. So, just as he made Hare Krishna a household word, within our lifetime we should make Prabhupada a household word. And the moment is arriving where we have a great opportunity, the Srila Prabhupada centennial. His 100th year anniversary is in just a few days away. And we should look forward to that centennial like anything. We should... And we have so many schemes and so many plans and ideas and programs to make Prabhupada prominent and famous. And we hope that as when that year concludes, that in a very great way, Srila Prabhupada will be famous. And then people will want to know what are his teachings, what he has to offer the world. So it is very significant that this evening we are installing the Prabhupada Murti here. This is one way to make Srila Prabhupada famous. There's the Vani and the Vapu. And Prabhupada stressed the Vani, the instruction, is the most important. Because you can't always get the Vapu. You can't always have the personal association, but you can always have the instruction. Prabhupada said of his own Guru Maharaj, he lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him. So Vani is the most easiest way to associate with the sadhu. But we all know that we need the Vapu in order to be inspired to follow the Vani. Without the personal association of our spiritual master, without the personal association of the saints, we would never get the eagerness or enthusiasm to follow the teaching. It is because of that personified teaching who sits before us, who cooks before us, who walks amongst us, that we are inspired. I want to be like him. I want to learn from him. He's the embodiment of the scriptures. He's the embodiment of all Krishna consciousness. Because of his association, I want to take up the Vani, the instruction. So we very much require personal association in Krishna consciousness. It enthuses us to take up the process of devotional service. So this evening, we are being blessed with the Vapu. The deity form of the Lord is not different than the Lord, and the deity form of the spiritual master is not different than the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada allowed us to make a murti of him even before he passed from this world. He agreed, yes, you can make my murti and put it on the Krishna Balaram, on the altar, Gornitai altar at the Krishna Balaram Mandir. That murti, if you go to Vrindavan, you see that murti. Prabhupada saw that murti. So he agreed. Emphasizing the point, it must have been like looking in a mirror. You look in the mirror, you see yourself. So, the spiritual master is also omnipresent. Just like Lord Brahma, one quality of Brahma is he's omnipresent. So the guru can also be present, and he's also present in his picture. He's present in his murti. He's non-different. So, this is a very significant evening, that we are eager for the vani, but we know we need the vapu to practice the vani. So this evening will be, Srila Prabhupada will be sitting, he will be present in a beautiful deity form on the altar. We can come here and be inspired by his personal association in his deity form to associate with him and imbibe his mood of Krishna consciousness and imbibe his teachings and take up service to his lotus feet. In this way, this altar actually becomes complete, because it is through the spiritual master that we approach the Lord. We never think, I'm serving Radha and Krishna. No, I'm serving Radha and Krishna's devotee. I'm not qualified to offer anything to Radha and Krishna. I am simply fallen jiva. But my spiritual master, he's the elevated soul. So I can offer to him, and he will offer to his Guru Maharaj and to his Guru Maharaj. And this way Krishna will accept. So now the altar is complete. There's so many deities on this altar, it looks like the spiritual world. When I walked in, I say, every incarnation is there, almost. At least our Gaudiya Vaishnava deities are there. And now it is complete with our beloved Srila Prabhupada, because through his mercy alone we can approach the wonderful form of the Lord and serve him. So this is an auspicious evening. The altar is complete. It's at an appropriate time, because we are just days away from the Srila Prabhupada centennial. We'll glorify his divine grace. So this house will serve as a beacon of transcendental light for those who want to understand the wonderful glories of Srila Prabhupada. And when we understand the glories of Prabhupada, then we can begin to understand the glories of Krishna. So our spiritual life begins in this way, by Prabhupada's mercy. So let us, without wasting any time, without further discussion, let us now, under the nice direction of one of Prabhupada's wonderful disciples, Shyamalal Das, who's come down here despite his sickness, undergone a lot of difficulty the last few days, but he's come down here and flew down this afternoon to oversee this auspicious function. So when Krishna's devotees are here, Krishna's pure devotees are here, then everything is auspicious. So I'm sure at the request of Shyamalal Prabhupada will appear in his Murti form, and everything will be then completely complete. So we thank Shyamalal for coming down today. Actually, it would not be complete without him. Even the last few days, we've been lamenting. We do this every year. We come here. We have programs. We do our collecting for Ratha Yatra. But it just hasn't been the same. It's not complete. So now everything is complete with the association of Shyamalal Prabhu. So let us go forward and ask Srila Prabhupada to grace us by his transcendental vapu, or deity form. His divine grace, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON family ki. Srila Prabhupada's centennial celebrations ki. Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON in the spiritual sky ki. Back home, back to Godhead ki. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol Hare Krishna. Shyamalal. Water. Is there water here? So I'm very happy to be back in the association of the Cape Town Yatra, which under the excellent and Krishna conscious direction of Vibhatinanda Prabhu has expanded in a very big way. So many new devotees, new faces. It's also nice that the old faces are also here. That's also a sign of success. (Clears throat) We're happy to have arrived on this auspicious day. This is the last day of Kartik, the month of Damodar. So we're happy to come at this auspicious moment. Also today is the marriage of Shalagram and Tulsi Devi. So this is also auspicious. Of course, every day in Krishna consciousness is auspicious because we're always chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Our definition of auspiciousness is wherever the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. Because wherever there is the Personality of Godhead, then no ignorance can remain there. Just like now it is dark outside. And wherever there's darkness, there's a sense of fear. It's natural. If there's darkness, then people are in a fearful condition. They lock their doors and close their shutters and turn their alarms on, burglar alarms on. Because nighttime is a time where inauspicious elements are manifest, are present. And mode of ignorance is very prominent as well. But tomorrow morning, the sun will rise. And with the rising of the sun, then of course the darkness is dissipated. And then there's no longer fearful condition. We can see things as they are. And the inauspicious elements, they disappear. So similarly, darkness is compared to ignorance. When we are in ignorance of Krishna, that's darkness. So wherever there is Krishna who's compared to the sun, then that ignorance cannot remain. And Krishna is fully manifest in the sound of his name. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. There's no difference between the name, the fame, the form, the paraphernalia of the Lord. When we chant his holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So as soon as we invoke the presence of the all-good, all-blissful personality of Godhead, then all auspiciousness is created. And just like when the sun is present, we see things very clearly. So similarly, when Krishna is there, we see everything very clearly. We see the illusion of the material world, and we see the reality of the spiritual world. Right now, because we are covered by the material energy, we think that the material world is the reality and the spiritual world is the illusion. This is the nature of the conditioned soul. He only has faith in what he sees, what he touches, what he can experience. And because he has no experience of the spiritual world, he doubts the spiritual world. He doubts the existence of God. He doubts he has an eternal loving relationship with God. He only believes in that which is material. He thinks matter is real and spiritual is something illusory. But when Krishna is present, by the mercy of the Lord, everything becomes very clear. And a devotee, gradually he begins to realize this material world is illusion and the spiritual world is reality. By chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, and experiencing the real beauty of the Lord, then the so-called beauty of this world begins to fade very quickly. And a devotee, he sees material life for what it really is. Actually, material existence, it has a type of fascination about it for a conditioned soul. He's always thinking that, you know, when he gets that job, then he'll be happy. When he enters into the school, when he meets this girl, when he's always making so many plans. He has so much hope in material life. And even though he's getting cheated at every moment and his hopes never materialize, still, somehow or other, he has this sense of hope that he can be happy. And even up until death, practically speaking, the material desires are very strong. But actually, what does this materialistic life really boil down to? Four basic pleasures. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's all. Although there's unlimited varieties of ways to engage in devotional service and please Krishna and thus be satisfied. There's only four very gross material activities: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, this is what the conditioned souls are doing in varieties of ways and in different experiences and different colors and different forms and shades. Basically, it boils down to eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. This was Prabhupada's challenge to the scientists. He said, even if they did go to the moon, what would they do? They would continue with the same nonsense: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So whether you do it, you know, in a very gross way in the lower planetary systems, you do it here on the planet in the middle planetary systems, or by your pious activities you're elevated to Svargalok, and you can enjoy sense gratification for 10,000 years by the calculations of the demigods. It all boils down to the same thing: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And all of that, if you could take all of that pleasure that is contained in this material world, if you could do it, and maybe one day scientists, they will find something like that, maybe a pill or something, one little happy pill, they take it, and they get all the happy, because they're amazing things they're achieving by science. They've taken this microchip, and now they have the Pentium, so they can put so much information on a microchip. I mean, volumes and volumes and volumes of knowledge. Encyclopedias. One little, you can run a whole business on top of a little microchip like that. So they're reducing everything. So let us say that they could reduce, they could get somehow gather all the different so-called happiness from Brahmalok down to Patalalok and put it in one little pill, and then you could take it. Ah! It wouldn't come close to one Hare Krishna kirtan. Right? This is the realization of a devotee. Otherwise, how is it that we've given it all up? And we've experienced it. Brahmanda Brahmati Kaun, Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasad, Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. According to Kaviraj Goswami, we've been wandering in this material creation from one universe to the next, from one species of life to the next, looking for what? Eating, different varieties of eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Defending, sleeping, mating, eating. Defending, eating, mating, sleeping. Different combinations. But we gave it all up. We've been a demigod. We've been a human being. We've been a snake from the lower planets. We've been everything. Prabhupada said that you've been everything. There's only one thing you haven't done. That's surrender to Krishna. You've done everything else, but you haven't done this one thing. Because if you surrendered to Krishna, you wouldn't be here anymore. You would have been back in the spiritual world. So you take it all, and you put it on a scale, right? All the happiness that is there, and you put one good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The kirtan far outweighs so-called happiness in material life. Or one good Sunday feast, right? Or one nice Vaishnava relationship association. One nice class, one nice anything in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada has given us so much. Material sense gratification wouldn't compare at all. Especially this kirtan. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benedictions upon the living entities. Thus you have hundreds of millions of names like Krishna and Govinda, etc. In all these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies, and there's no hard and fast rules for chanting these holy names. So what are the various energies or opulences of the Lord that are present in his name? If the Lord is not different than his name, he's called Bhagavan. So that means all beauty is there. All strength is there, all fame is there, all knowledge is there, all happiness is there. All the six opulences of the Lord are present when you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the sincere chanter, gradually as he chants, then gradually his attachments and his attraction to this world fade. if one finds in due course of time that attachments are remaining, then we can trace it back to improper chanting. Improper chanting. We have to chant full dependence on the Lord. Prabhupada, in the very beginning, he instructed us how to chant Hare Krishna. He said, just like a young child is crying for its mother. So you can chant. Sometimes you hear the children, some little crying is there. You have a baby here. Does it make noise at night? Mother's not coming. But, what? You see? So if we take that beautiful gift of the holy name of Krishna and we just chant, Krishna, Krishna, of course there's always some benefit. But if we chant like Prabhupada said, the baby really crying for its mother, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Krishna will take notice. Actually, one time in Boston, one newcomer, he asked Prabhupada. Prabhupada was giving a lecture in the temple. And he asked for questions. So the boy, he raised his hand. He said, Swamiji, why always Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna? Always the same thing over and over. What does it mean? Why are we chanting like this? What does it mean? So Prabhupada took the opportunity because he explained in so many ways what the Maha Mantra means. The sincere appeal of the chanter to be engaged in devotional service, to reestablish his relationship with his beloved Lord. There's many ways Prabhupada explained the Maha Mantra. But this evening, he said, it means, my friend, my friend, my friend, my friend. So what is that Shikshastra compare? I have fallen to this ocean of material existence. Please place me as an atom at your lotus feet. Actually, a devotee is praying to be taken out of this miserable condition of material life and be situated as an atom of the Lord, at the Lord's lotus feet. And what does that mean? To be engaged again in our eternal occupation of devotional service to the Lord. So as soon as we begin to chant Hare Krishna, just like the first rays of the sun is coming up, the first dawning rays of the sun, immediately there's light there. It doesn't have to be fully manifest. But immediately the first rays of the sun have an immense effect. So even in the beginning, when we're chanting the holy names of the Lord, we may not be at a very advanced stage, but even in the beginning stages, so much benefit is there. The Vedic scriptures describe that by just once chanting the holy name, one becomes freed from more sins than one can commit in many, many lifetimes together. The effect is there. And gradually, the real glories of the holy name become manifest. That one, love for the Lord begins to come forth by chanting the holy names. Actually, anyone who's sincerely chanting the holy names of the Lord is to be understood that he has some attachment for Krishna. Because you cannot chant the name of someone you're envious of. That is the nature of the conditioned soul. He came to this world because he was envious of God. So if you can't, sing the name of someone you're envious of? Generally you don't even want to say that person's name. What to speak, sing his name. In the material world, if you're attached to someone, then you like to talk about them. Oh, you heard what he did. Oh, it was so wonderful. Yes, oh, it's true, yes. Or she, oh, she has done this, she's so... And so if you really like someone, you want to sing about them. So we can understand that the devotees in this movement are developing some attachment for the Lord. Because the holy name of the Lord is constantly on their lips. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. If we were maintaining that envy of the Lord which brought us to this world, we could not have that holy name decorating our lips. Well, something is there. Of course, in the beginning, that love may not be very developed. But if we keep chanting, gradually that love will come. Just like a child. A child has a very intimate relationship with its mother, but it doesn't know it. because it's just an infant. But the more that child grows, what happens? The more it becomes aware, oh, my mother. So similarly, in the beginning, we're just chanting because the spiritual master says, chant 16 rounds a day. Prabhupada said, this is the most important instruction to the spiritual master, chant 16 rounds a day. So we're chanting every day, almost as if mechanically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Na. We have our favorite mantras, Sadhyar Vinyaja, Jitendriyate Ka, Jive Phile Visaya Sagare, and also, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. But Prabhupada said, the holy name is not different than the Lord, so as we chant, the holy name begins to reveal himself. And the first realization of the chanter is that the holy name of the Lord is not different than Krishna himself. And thus the devotee has so much faith that if we chant, that love will come. Samsara sharpa dashtanam murchitanam kalo yuge sadham bhagavan nama srimad vaishnava sevanam. That those who have been bitten by the venomous teeth of Kali Yuga and been injected with its poison, they shall get relief by the medicinal herb of sadha bhagavan nama srimad vaishnava sevanam. Sincerely chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Srimad Vaishnava Sevanam, menial service to the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. This is the magical combination. If we chant the holy name of the Lord in the association of devotees, then we will be relieved from the disease-like condition which is there as a result of being in this Kali Yuga. So this is the miraculous effect of chanting Krishna's holy names. Of course, only a devotee can really experience this. Those who are non-devotees are non-believers because they have no practical experience. How by chanting, their attachments to this material world gradually disappear and their affection and love for the Lord gradually manifest. Just like if a man is hungry, but he takes a meal, I may not see it,